Hey, I'm Lucy Hale.
I'm Ian Harding.
And I play Aria.
I play Ezra.
And welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast.
So yeah, episode 105 right. Was pretty crazy.
It's a little sad. Up until now, we've been pretty good. And then what happens? Well, what went wrong?
You know what went wrong was you. That's what went wrong. Really? No, I think it was, it was pretty heartbreaking because, like, you know, it starts out in the beginning, we meet Hardy and he's so, you know, he tells me like it is, like, this is not smart. But so we have this whole conversation and we work it out. And then I realize, like, wait a minute, this girl is amazing. Like, this is something. Like, this isn't just
she is pretty fantastic.
Me being like lonely or her, like, I'm amazing. So you screw it up, or A screws it up, but I don't
right.
know that.
Right. So you get the text, but it's technically not my fault.
Well, I don't know that.
I can't wait to see, like, how they're going to play it out in the next scripts, though, because I think you're going to feel like crap.
I probably am.
Yeah.
I mean, but who knows? Because I don't know. He's torn because I'm thinking one of your like little high school friends, you're like giggling about me behind like near your lockers.
Which
and
we
that's
are.
Sickening.
We're talking about you because in one of the other episodes, you're riding your bike and we talk about your legs, how hot your legs are. And hopefully soon I'll get to like tell my friends like what's going on. And I think they would understand after everything they've been through.
Well, it makes me feel awkward. I feel like a piece of meat.
Well, obviously, she's 16.
Right. Okay, true. My aunt was a teacher at my high school. I went to this very small private school, and my aunt has literally been working there for a while. I'll save her the embarrassment. So she's, you know, she knew all these teachers. And so, yeah, there was one in particular that really got my goat. And, you know,
what?
It was... Got my goat? You've never
did
heard
you
that
just,
phrase?
You just made that up.
I did not make up that phrase.
Got
my
goat.
Goat.
I've never heard
well,
that.
Well, there's Virginia for you. There was a teacher that, you know, made me smile whenever I saw her. But
I never had any teachers that got my goat.
I'm going to live this down.
I'm going to start using that. I was homeschooled for high school, but in middle school, all
Nerd.
Of mine were either women or old men. So no, not me. This is definitely something new. I mean, I'm just imagining if Ian was a teacher at my middle school.
Oh,
this would
awesome.
Be dying. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You would get their goats. Sorry, and that's the last time I'm going to say it.
105 was awesome.
105 was fun. Me and Ian, we had a lot of scenes to do because it was the first time Aria gets invited to his apartment and like basically he's like, you know, come over, let's try to figure out everything, like I know you're going through a lot with your mom and dad, let's just take a load off your mind and I'll cook for you. And I think in this episode she thinks it's gonna work out, they're gonna have this secret relationship, life is good, it's all gonna be great, and then obviously A finds out and things go wrong. But we had a good time.
Yeah.
Lots of, like, we had, like, so many, like, huge chunks of dialogue. That was this episode,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, memorizing our lines and kissing and all
yeah,
that
we got to know
stuff.
Each other really
very
well.
Very well.
For the most part, we would, because everything was in my apartment, we would just shoot all of those scenes in pretty much one swipe. So we were here for, you know, like,
hours.
16 hours, which is, I mean, awesome. Like, you get to play for a living, so that's pretty cool. And we just had fun, and it was a little difficult after a while because it would get towards like the end of the shoot and we would have to be for some of these scenes like really dead serious and have a lot of emotion behind it.
It's,
but
yeah.
I could not look her in the face.
Thanks.
In some
thanks.
No. Because we had said some joke, you know, prior to starting, or we, you know, come up with these little like inside jokes that of course the crew are like, these kids are insane. I don't know what they're saying, but it's funny to us. Wendy was the director on this, and she was amazing.
I had fun in great. We did a bar scene.
Yes.
And I had fun in the bar scene. It's always amazing to come in and see these like really awesome sets, and I literally felt like I was in a bar in the middle of nowhere.
Nowheresville, Pennsylvania.
Cool.
Yeah.
they did this cool shot where Ian's supposed to be throwing darts, but the camera was behind the dartboard. And so hopefully it turns out cool. He was throwing the dart and it looks like it's like coming into the camera, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, funny you should say that because
so
I
hit the cameraman.
Almost killed someone, like no doubt. For instance, you know, because they set it up and they had this huge cardboard thing surrounding the actual like lens. And of course me, I said I didn't want to hit the lens and break it. And they're like, no, you can't. Just throw it high.
And there's one little sliver where it possibly could have gotten through.
Right, like where it could have, yeah. You know, there was like this one inch, if that, space. There was another camera on me as well. So like I had to, and that was for Hardy, who was over my shoulder. So I had to throw it in this really awkward way that he wouldn't normally throw it. And of course, the first shot that I take while we're like rehearsing goes through
the little slit,
and it's like right through, and I might have blacked out for a second because I thought that, oh wow, because I literally saw somebody back there like, you know, setting up something, and I was like, wow, I just killed this man. And he like stands up and is like, what was that? And I said, oh nothing, don't look at the ground, and like went over and got the dart. So
okay, so episode 106, which is called There's No Place Like Homecoming, is probably the most intense episode that we've shot so far. You know, we've, of course, Ezra and Arya have a lot of stuff going on, but I think my mom and dad are getting a divorce and all that drama. So yeah, I got a lot going on in this episode.
Yeah,
And you don't help.
I don't help. I actually didn't know if we broke up because I like told you to get out and then it was just like strange and awkward and...
Well, I mean, I think it was pretty much... Yeah. Unspoken, but
yeah, and then you do a few things that maybe, you know,
I dance with two boys and it makes you jealous.
Yeah, it makes me hyper jealous, especially while mm-hmm. I'm sitting there like, you know, manning the punch bowl or whatever. Yeah, 106 is a lot of secrets coming, like exploding onto the scene,
right?
And by that I mean secrets being revealed.
Okay, so if you guys want to find out all these secrets, you're gonna need to tune into ABC Family July 13th for episode 106 called There's No Place Like Homecoming.